What is inerrancy, and is it important? Well, the doctrine of inerrancy is a critical doctrine in the church. It is one that has come under attack and is disputed and denied by many, even within the church today. But that does not affect the truth of the doctrine that the Bible is inerrant. The teaching of inerrancy means that the Bible, since it is the very Word of God, does not, and indeed cannot, include any errors. A true understanding of inerrancy understands that the freedom from error extends even down to the very words of Scripture. Now, there's a related teaching that is called infallibility, which says that the Bible, in fact, cannot err in anything that it says. Infallibility says it cannot, inerrancy says, therefore, it does not. And both of these are based on the fact that the Bible is not man's word, but is God's, and God cannot make mistakes. As I said, inerrancy is a vital doctrine. And let me tell you why. Because if the Bible contains any errors, then it is not inerrant or infallible, and if it contains errors, we can never know what or where those errors are. And the Bible would then become useless to us as a standard and a rule for doctrine and life. But since the Bible is the product of God, through inspired men, we can be assured that it does not contain any mistakes. Now, there are certainly things that are difficult to understand in the Scriptures, and things that take some careful investigation to work out and to understand completely. But when one takes the whole Bible into account, you see and you find that there are no errors. And so we can totally rely on the Scripture to relay accurately to us what God wants us to know.